Hello, Bullfight. It's the Kamachick Cowboy calling. When you wake up in the morning in the Arctic, the goal is to get up and go to the bathroom as quickly as possible while you're still warm, and so that you can come back into the tent early to rewarm. As you can imagine, it's very difficult to go to the bathroom with five or more layers of clothing on. And needless to say, you try and time your necessary functions. Well, this morning I had a bit of a surprise, blood in my urine. I'm certain it's from the constant jarring and trauma of our extreme Kamachick rides, and I'm really not particularly concerned. I've peed blood before from stupid things I've done to myself, and I'm sure I'll pee blood again from the same. A little hardship is inevitable in things like this. Well, before I review the good news about our big bear from last night, I wanted to talk a little bit about the food that we've been eating. The night before we went out on the land, Theodi and I had a conversation where he specifically asked me, he said to me, what you eat? And I said to him, I eat what you eat. He seemed surprised by this, and he specifically asked me if I ate country food. Now, what he means by country food is traditional Inuk food. So on this trip, we've basically eaten a combination of both traditional and modern foods. Breakfast typically is eggs and bacon. And what is most interesting is how they store the eggs. They take three of them, and of course these things will freeze, so you take three of them and break them before the trip and put them in each three a piece in cord Ziploc bags. And then you take those along for travel, frozen of course. And then when it's time to eat them, you hang them in the tent at night with the bacon, and by morning they're defrosted, and you can eat them that way. During the day, we have snacks of usually tea, crackers, ramen. There's actually a very good type of ramen that they use called Mr. Noodle. Also, we've been eating bannock bread and Arctic char. Now, when I say Arctic char, I'm talking about raw Arctic char. Basically, Gianni caught 4,000 pounds of char in his nets just last week, and he brought two of the smaller specimens, probably 18 inches or so, along on the trip, pretty much whole, frozen, fresh out of the water. And when you're hungry, you just take a machete and cut off a piece of these and chew on that. It's actually quite good, but a little difficult to get used to eating the bones. We've also had dry fish, which is basically char that is cut into chunks after being filleted, but the skin left on and then hung for about 3 days. So it's not truly jerky. There's no preservatives or anything like that in it, but it's hung for 3 days, and then you basically eat it raw. Supper is definitely the biggest meal of the day. We've had the seal that Theodi killed. We've also had macaroni and cheese, rice, chicken legs. Basically, the only fruits or vegetables that I've seen either of these guys eat is a tiny fruit cup that they ate one evening. So, Bullsight, I'm sure you're wondering about our big bear. Well, I've got good news to report. And that is that I'm still hunting. We spent all of yesterday morning circling and working that area, and somehow that bear gave us the slip. My suspicion is that he found seals and stayed out at the flow edge. So we continue on, and in the early afternoon, we spotted our second mature boar of the trip. Now, I got a good look at this bear. He appeared to be in the solid 8.5-foot range or so, and although the guides were, of course, saying that he was 9 feet, he looked to me to be about a solid 8.5 feet, maybe a little more. And this bear was headed inland on smooth ice and in perfect position for us to go after him. And so at this point, I've looked over between 40 and 50 sets of polar bear tracks. These are definitely in the top five, with my gut feeling that these are likely the second or third biggest, probably the second biggest, that I've seen so far on this trip. And what we What we've got here is the Trophy Hunter's Dilemma. That's for sure. Do you take the bear in hand, or do you keep searching for the bigger bear in the bush? What would you do? I'm wondering what you would do. You'll have to wait till tomorrow to see what I chose. But here's a hint, Bo Sight. I think you'll want to put on your warmest fuzzy bunny slippers for this one.